What's up, everybody? It's your man, Danelle, a.k.a. Small Guy Promotions, a.k.a. Omaha Fatty, coming to you with another podcast episode of What's Up, Omaha. Not a lot on the agenda today. No guests, obviously. But I just wanted to talk about a couple of things. First being 31 days of August. I made a post a couple days ago about a personal challenge that I did couple of months back. I think it was back in April, where it was just a challenge for myself to every day take a moment and be grateful for something and make a post about whatever it is that I'm grateful for. There's a lot of negative going on right now. It seems like a lot of people are angry about different things, and my whole goal is to always try to focus on positivity where we can, and I try to help people smile and laugh, and on some level hope to inspire people. So I'm gonna do it again, and again it's for me as well, because it allows me to really focus on things that I am grateful for, because I know that I'm fortunate. Life isn't easy for a lot of people. And, there's certain things like for myself, like my job. I really don't like my job. And I've talked about this type of stuff many times in the past. My job right now, it helps pay the bills, and we've got insurance, and it allows us to live a certain lifestyle. So right now it serves a purpose. I'm actively looking for new employment. It would be great just to do Small Guy and Omaha Fatty full time, but I'm not there yet. It takes time, and I'm trying to be patient. I want to do it the right way. So, even though I don't like my job, I'm grateful to have a job. I'm grateful to have income and be able to help provide for our family. That's just some of the things that I try to do, because I know I spend a decent amount of time. You guys may not see it necessarily, but daily when I'm going to work, I have issues with being employed at the place that I'm at, and I allowed it to get to this point. So I am to blame. It's not like they're forcing me to stay there. I just don't agree with a lot of things that go on, at that place of employment. So, it's been time for me to go for a while, but I'm also not going to be, I'm going to be smart about it, and I'm going to make sure that I find a good fit for me. And, even if I take a pay cut, I'm not really worried about it, because I want to be happy. So that's what it's about. I can take as long as we can still pay our bills, I'm not trying to struggle, but, there's always something to be grateful for. Things are bad. They may get worse. COVID, all the racial tension that there is right now. The elections are coming up. There's always tension around the elections and people being upset with one another because they share a difference of opinion on things. And I don't know, man. I want to do my part to give someone something else to focus on. So if you want to join along in August, you're more than happy, or you're more than welcome to join along in the 31 days of August. You know, I will try to make sure that I'm posting every day. I know in April I missed a couple of days, but because I was busy, but I made sure to post two on the next day if I didn't get a post out. So I'm going to try to make sure to do it every day, though, and be consistent with it, and just hopefully help someone else realize that there's something great in their life as well that they can be thankful for. And, you know, we may not have it the best, but we probably don't have it the worst either. So that's what I want to do in August, man. And I hope you guys check it out. What I'll be doing, I'll be posting on my social media platforms. So Instagram, maybe I'll do it on Snapchat too, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. We'll see about TikTok. I'm not sure if I'll put it on TikTok or not, because it's more for video on TikTok, but I guess I could still make a post. It depends on what it'll be. So we'll see how that all pans out. But if you're following on any of those platforms, you can definitely check those out, because I'll be posting those to share with everyone. What else, man? Yeah. This weekend, you know, I tell my wife and kids, like, I feel like a hypocrite sometimes with the whole mask thing. So I stepped back as far as being vocal about an opinion on what other people should do about wearing masks. You know, that's not going to be my place to say. For me personally, I'm just going to try to wear a mask around people. You know, whenever I go out, I wear a mask. But, you know, especially if I'm around people who might be uncomfortable or might have some kind of health issue, I'm going to wear a mask. The one exception is, and the hypocrisy part of it is, me returning to jiu-jitsu. I don't wear a mask at jiu-jitsu. You know, I could try it, but I feel like it would fall off if we were actually going live. So I haven't had one on there. But outside of that, anywhere that I go, I'm wearing a mask. But I wanted to say, this weekend, you know, it was a great weekend. We had a seminar. We had a black belt instructor come in, Richie Boogeyman Martinez, 10th Planet, y'all. That's how we do. It was a great seminar. I had a good time. Got to roll with some new guys that aren't from our dojo. So that was cool. Still a bit of anxiety being there without a mask on. But, you know, overall, what I'm just trying to do is lower the percentage of time that I'm around people. In general, like I'm cutting down on the time that I'm around people. And most often when I'm around people, I have a mask on. So I don't know. I feel like it's not right for me to say what other people should or should not be doing. So I'm just going to take care of me. And I hope that a lot of you do that as well, because there's so much debate about this. And again, another thing that people are getting upset about and getting into arguments about is, should someone not, or should they wear a mask? All that I say is, you know, try to be courteous to other people and their feelings about things. You know, if you don't want to wear a mask, maybe not go to a place where, you know, there's a lot of people wearing masks, or, you know, I don't know the reasons that people might be wearing a mask. You know, maybe they have some health issues or whatever. Just try to be respectful, man. Like, try to empathize with people a little more and stop being so angry about things. Yeah, man, we'll make it through. It'll be tough, probably. You know, we might get shut down again, and that's kind of what I'm worried about here in the next month or month to 3 months from what it sounds like. I don't know. It could be August, September, could be October. But I guess it's going to be coming around again. And with, you know, the regular flu coming in the wintertime, who knows what's going to happen. Yeah, man, just do your best. That's all you can do, man. and make sure you're as safe as possible. So be comfortable and take care of yourself. I don't really have anything else on the docket aside from, you know, I just, again, wanted to say, trying to share positivity and things are great. And I'm glad that, you know, I did get to go and participate in that seminar yesterday. I wasn't sure if I was going to go because I was like, man, it's going to be a lot of people, like more than normal. I don't really want to be around all these people. But I wanted to go and support. We also had a promotion ceremony. So I wanted to support my teammates who were getting promoted to a higher belt level, higher belt ranking. It was a great time. It was good to see all those people. It was good to see people, feel that accomplishment of getting to a higher level, all that hard work that they put in over the years. It's a tough grind sometimes, you know, injuries, other responsibilities, you know, family. There's so many different things. So for someone to be able to stick to it for years, 3, 4, 5 years, and belt up, it's a cool thing to see. So, man, that's all I got for today. Next week, we should have another guest. Actually, we will have another guest. It'll be a good time for sure. Bring your appetites. We'll be talking about some food. So that'll be good. That's what it is. Keep it short and sweet. That's what the 11 minutes in. That's cool. Y'all don't need to hear me talk anymore. Spread love, y'all. That's what it's about. Spread love, positivity, help other people, empathize, you know, smile, help someone else smile, laugh and help someone else laugh all day, every day. The one thing that I ask, is that you help the podcast grow. If you enjoy it, share it, whether it's on Twitter, Facebook, wherever. If you're just, sharing the podcast, I appreciate it. My guests appreciate it. It's all about growing. So I thank you for listening. Oh, and real quick, one thing I didn't mention, 7,500 listens. We have surpassed that level. So that's pretty exciting. I mean, that's a lot of listens. We'll get a few listens here and there, and it's just continuing to go. I'm making sure to stay consistent with these podcast releases on Sundays, whether I have a guest or not. And it's another thing to be excited about. 7,500 listens, man. On the way to 8,000, will be to 10,000 before I know it. And I owe that all to you guys. So thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing and tuning in and all that jazz. So I appreciate you guys. Have a wonderful day. Peace out. Yo-yo.